I'm Eric Hodge. The final episode for 2019 in our Come Here and See series in the Songs We Love podcast is coming up after this.
I'm Precise Baez.
And I'm Millie McGuire.
Occasional Shivers is a radio musical written and produced by Chris Stamey from the DBs.
It's the story of a young couple in the 1960s who fall in and out of love at Christmas time.
You're drenched. Come on in.
Guess what? We're going to Paris.
You need to slow
down. Paul, young couple. That's us, right?
Yep.
So how does it turn out?
You're going to have to listen and find out.
The Complete Occasional Shivers, available now on Apple Podcasts and WUNC.org.
All this year, we've been asking people in the music community to pick a song that says something about our home state. We've produced 48 episodes as a part of the series and dug in on everything from fiddle tunes to funk metal, country music, punk rock. It's all a part of what makes this state a great place for music. We're going to finish off the year by counting down the 10 most downloaded episodes for 2019. To do it, I'm joined by WUNC's program director, David Brower. Hey, David.
Hey, Eric. Thanks so much for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun because in looking at the top 10 most downloaded episodes in this Songs We Love series, it really runs the gamut, beginning with number 10, the 10th most downloaded podcast episode in our series. Is about a song that many consider to be the first hip-hop song. It's Here Comes the Judge by Pinkney Markham.
Yeah, he's the cold of swing. It's just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small.
This is one that musician-turned-politician Pierce Freelon chose.
I think Pinkney Markham is one of these guys that is just below the surface. He was certainly just very influential.
Everybody, near and far, I'm going to Paris to stop.
Here Comes the Judge by Durham's own Pinkney Markham was featured on Songs We Love and comes in at number 10 on our list of most downloaded podcasts.
And number 9 is the episode about a song that was one of my favorites back in high school. It's Don Dixon, the title track for his record, Most of the Girls Like to Dance, but Only Some of the Boys Do.
Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys do.
This one was chosen by local drummer Rob Ladd.
The guitar hook, don't, is hooky. And the chorus is unbeatable. You can't get away from it. You know, once we started talking about this, it's been going through my head ever since.
Rob, of course, is a drummer who's played with Don Dixon over the years.
At number 8 on our list of most downloaded Songs We Love episodes is the one we did about the Emmylou Harris song, When I Was Yours.
In a lonely room, waiting for the night to fall, hear you. And every whippoorwill that calls and it takes me back to a better place and a sweeter time when I was yours and you were mine.
John Howie Jr. picked this one out and reminded us that Emmylou Harris spent part of her growing up in North Carolina. She was a student at UNC Greensboro for a time before dropping out to play music full time. John Howie thinks she nailed this one.
You know, the fingerpick guitar, her lyrics are just beautiful. And then when she, I remember the first time I heard it, I can remember this distinctly, when she says, when I was yours and you were mine, a truer love in Caroline, you know, you can immediately picture her with her lover, you know, kind of strolling through the woods. And I'm projecting, I grew up in the woods and I live in the woods now, so I'm obviously projecting a little bit. But it was very easy for me to sort of picture her, you know, out, say, where I grew up off of Highway 98, you know, in those deep woods, just kind of rolling around with someone that she was in love with. So very evocative lyrics.
You That's Emmylou Harris' song, When I Was Yours. We're counting down the most downloaded episodes of the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast. I'm joined by WUNC's program director, David Brower. David, what's next?
Well, Eric, at number 7 on our list is the episode that I think includes my favorite quote of the season. It comes from Fonte Coleman from Little Brother. You remember this one. He's talking about his favorite band, Jodeci. They're from Charlotte.
I'm a Jodeci stan. I stand for Jodeci every day. I'm a Jodeci fanboy. I'm all things Jodeci. That's just what it is. What you're hearing is like a mixture of like hip hop and gospel. And at that time, that was just something that, you know, when we heard it, we all rejoiced. It was like, yes, this is what we've been waiting for. There's no need to be afraid. Friday night, let's all get paid. Positive is the attitude.
Negative is not the mood. Fonte was so much fun, yeah. And he really is the biggest Jodeci fan out there.
Yeah, definitely. Next up at number 6 on our countdown is a Pete Seeger record that I didn't know anything about before Don Flemons picked it out for us. This is a recording of the old fiddle tune Cindy, played by Pete Seeger, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee, both of whom who have ties to North Carolina.
The track is 6 minutes long, which sounds like a long time, but once you get caught up in the rhythm and the feeling, you get to hear Sonny Terry's harmonica soar ahead of Pete's, and Pete's doing this combination of clawhammer, three-finger rolls, as well as, this is 1956, so he's doing stuff that sounds like Earl Scruggs' licks, and also it reminds you of Chuck Berry as well, because it's kind of a frenetic recording, and then Brownie McGee, again, very understated like he's always been as a guitar player. He's playing these great little bass notes that hold it all together while the bass and the washboard do their thing. And it's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Next up at number 5 is the tune that many bluegrass players say is the one you have to know if you're going to play the music. It's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs.
Our friend William Lewis from the town of Cary's Cultural Arts Division picked out this one for us.
Even today it holds up that there are any bluegrass banjo player is going to lean on this song and try to replicate what's going on. And it's if you can't do that, you're not going to be a bluegrass banjo player.
Really?
It's kind of the standard.
After Earl Scruggs, we get to one of the most unusual songs to be written about North Carolina in some time. It's The Great Debate by Randy Newman.
So, I mean, Eric, what's so unusual about this one?
Well, tell me how many other songs that are rollicking gospel numbers are set in the Research Triangle Park or any technical institution or area of commerce?
Yeah, I guess I can't think of another one, but Randy Newman, I guess, is the guy to do it, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this great arena, Durham, North Carolina, the heart of the Research Triangle. We've come to this particular place tonight because we got to look at things from every angle. We need some answers to some complicated questions if we're going to get it right. To that end, we have here gathered some of the most expensive scientists in the world, eminent scientists, that is.
Libby Rodenbo from the band Mipso really loves this song and wanted to make sure it was part of our series.
It had a lot to do with the contrast that you, I think, every Southerner feels. And especially if you're a Southerner who wrestles with the balance between pride and shame, you know, when it comes to the history of this place and not only the history, but the contemporary moment. And I think this song is not really only about the science versus religion. It's about sort of the urgency of the contemporary moment versus a sort of like timeless mythology. And I think you have such a sense of the mythic being a Southerner. And sometimes it's difficult to square that with a really intense sense of urgency that I think most people feel today in our country and certainly in our state too. And in this little region of the triangle particularly.
It's for the Lord, faith, eternity, whatever on the other side. Show of hands.
That's part of The Great Debate by Randy Newman. Now, the third most downloaded episode of the year was a fun one for me because I got to host this episode. Eric, thanks for taking a break.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
And not only did I get to host, but I got to talk to one of my musical heroes for this episode, Alice Gerard. She's one half of the pioneering duo Hazel and Alice, and she was also an old friend of Elizabeth Cotton.
Well, she had an amazing story to tell, and I was interested because I was interested not only in playing music but in sort of learning about the people who played the music and hearing their stories, and it was just fascinating to me.
The song Alice picked out for us was Freight Train, which is perhaps the most famous of Libby Cotton's tunes.
Freight train, run so fast. Freight train.
It was just a really cool relationship. I really loved Elizabeth Cotton.
When I am dead and in my grave, no more good time, yeah, I'll pray. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all that I'm gone to sleep.
All right, David, we're near the top of the list. The second most downloaded episode in the Come Here NC series this past year was a tribute episode we produced about drummer Sarah Romweber. She died this past spring after a short battle with cancer. Most recently, she played with her brother as the Dex Romweber Duo, but many of us got to know her as the drummer for the 80s southern pop band Let's Active.
Watching.
Drum sound. You know, Eric, a lot of people in the music scene around here say they never heard anyone hit the drums quite as hard as Sarah. She was a quiet person, but just a ferocious drummer.
Well, David, we're all the way up to number one, and I've got to tell you, I'm a little surprised by what came out on top.
Yeah, no kidding.
The most downloaded Songs We Love podcast of 2019 was the episode where the WUNC youth reporters took over. Each of them picked a song.
Awesome.
My name is Rose DeCanto. I graduated from Durham School of the Arts. I picked a song called Resonance by Solar Halos. This particular song is like a little bit droney and kind of dark, and it kind of just reminds me of being in the woods at night, which is like my experience of North Carolina. It's just a lot of driving on back roads when it's kind of dark and scary, but more like calm than anything else.
Well, there we have it, the top 10 most downloaded episodes of the Songs We Love podcast for 2019. Our year-long Come Here NC series was produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. All 48 episodes are available for download on Apple Podcasts, on NPR One, on WUNCmusic.org, and wherever you get your podcast. I'm Eric Hodge.
And I'm David Brower.
Thanks for listening.